Gus Kronberg is a bullfighter. He says he lost jobs at 16 rodeos that have been canceled during the pandemic. That's cost him more than $10,000. And he says people throughout the rodeo community are reeling.
It's hard to understand and wrap my head around the kind of loss the whole industry has suffered.
People who make their living in the rodeo industry testified to the legislature's Ag and Natural Resources Committee on Monday. The committee is one of several taking testimony about proposed uses of federal coronavirus relief funds. Stock contractors from Corco Rodeos and Sutton Rodeos both testified. They both said they've lost six figures worth of revenue during the pandemic because of canceled rodeos, but they still have to feed their animals, so their expenses have not decreased. Amy Muller of Sutton Rodeo says they've had trouble getting enough help from existing government aid programs.
Livestock contractors generally are denied access to other small business and ag programs due to the nature of their service. We are a small business, we're also an ag business, and we've fallen into the cracks between those two departments in several aspects. We have experienced great difficulty finding programs that our business can qualify for.
At the end of the hearing, the Ag and Natural Resources Committee passed a recommendation. It urges the Appropriations Committee to make sure people in the rodeo industry can access upcoming state aid programs funded by federal dollars. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.